Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, today I had some good conversations. Had a check-in with my manager that went really well. Dang, there's so much to... It's easy to roll up a business. It's hard to unwind a business and like do a spin-off. So she's crushing that, doing a lot there. But wanted to do an update, kind of an interesting one today. Fortunately, like they bought it. Like, yeah, we need leads. We need more people. And that's a big priority for everyone, which is great. I met with a company that basically helps gyms that are like falling apart, like about to fold, and how they get momentum again. And along the way, it was interesting. Long story short, the studio that I own is not their key client. They're looking for folks that are like, have no systems, no operations manual. The owner's working 80 hours a week. And that's not me by any means. And so kind of quickly found out, you know, maybe I just need better marketing and like to kickstart marketing and not like new systems. But then we went through like his spiel and really cool guy out in Wisconsin. And we started to go through like other things. And at the end, I said, like, you know, here's some value I think I can share that may help some of your members based on brands you've mentioned. Here's some of the stuff I've read in the news. You know, maybe it's relevant. I don't know. But then as we were talking, like, oh yeah, so I've checked out like 63 clubs. Like this, the one that I bought was no accident. I knew exactly what I was looking for. I had my systems down. And this is the one, like, this is a great business. And that was like 20 minutes into the convo. And then like near the end, I'm like, hey, like, you know, Joey, this is a great combo. You've helped me a bunch. I'm now like reframing some stuff. I want to give back. How can I help you? What are you looking for? How can I help your audience? I mean, he said to me, you know, kind of interesting. A lot of my members like want to sell their clubs someday and they don't know like what a buyer looks for, especially like an employee who's leaving to buy a gym. Like they're all selling to other gym owners, but like, how do they sell to an open guy? I think I can get a broker. Like, what were you looking for? Like, I said, dude, like, let's collaborate. Like, I've been working on this podcast thing or episode thing for like 100 episodes by now. I've got my due diligence thing down. I can walk them through what a buyer has to go through, SBA loans, different due diligence, credit runs, bank statements, closing documents, wired funds, bank accounts, setting up an LLC, and like the whole gambit. I can tell you what a buyer goes through, and I can put it in seller terms so that they know what they need to do so their gym sells at a premium price point. He's like, oh, okay, well, let's be in touch on that. And so I'm like, hey, your schedule is way busier than mine, even though I have a pretty hectic schedule. But you got my contact info. If you want to talk further, like, let's schedule something. I'd be happy to speak to your audience, help me polish my message, but I've been documenting this whole thing along the way. So all that to say, never discount your assets or your experience, because there's probably someone out there who wants to have a slice of what you know. And I'm really stoked. I think I can help this guy and his audience of a couple hundred gym owners that like fix their business. They're not burnt out anymore, but they fixed the business that's now running, and they either want to just own it and it's a cash cow, or they want to now sell it to someone for top dollar, but they don't know what kind of work they have to do to prep it. And so that was really cool. I wasn't expecting that to be something that I could chip in at, but it's totally true. And so, yeah, I'm really stoked. That's a whole new angle. I'll admit, the purpose of these episodes partially was to document, write a book, and eventually do speaking engagements at franchise conferences to meet buyers. But there's something to be said for the folks that own independent businesses trying to sell them to W-2 employee buyers too. I never thought about like the independent side. So that was really cool. I hope he reaches back out. I'll definitely keep him in mind in a few months. Yeah, that'd be really cool. I don't have an audience right now. As of this recording, all the voicemails are just stored on my phone in the cloud, and I don't have anyone to like really speak to or to give value to their audience. But this would be very valuable for coaches that help fix and rehab businesses, and now people want to sell the business. So that's interesting. I may have to take this angle. But never discount your value. Never discount what you can do and how you can help people get their audience and deliver more value to their people, especially when they want to grow and expand. So yeah, that was really neat. We'll see what happens from here. And never be afraid to say that when you've gone through some hard stuff, because people may value it. Let's rock and roll. Time to crank out some more stuff for the day job and keep the gym thing going. Today's test out day for the marketing campaign. And then from that, we'll be cranking on leads. My manager said they could take probably 6 leads a day, mornings and evenings. And man, she got a smile on her face. Like, we can do how many leads or walk-ins a day? So I'm stoked. It'll be really good. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.